There's another way the Chinese government is reining in social media. It's cracking down on what it calls online rumor mongering. Ruth Morris has a story from Shanghai.
500 million Chinese use social media, in particular the microblogging site Sina Weibo. So I'm logging onto Sina Weibo and I'm looking at what's trending. And there's this thread about breakfast foods made to look like animals. And that might seem like pretty light fare. But underneath the blueberry foam turtle post is this thread about how Starbucks is charging more for coffee in China than London or Chicago. And what's interesting are the comments here, because a lot of people are mocking the state broadcaster for airing this story in the first place. For example, there's this one post. It basically says, I don't even drink Starbucks, but I have this hope that I will be able to eat safe food and breathe clean air. And then it says, government, will my children realize these hopes? Will they? So China's official media, they have to toe the party line. But Weibo is a pretty freewheeling place. And online celebrities can wield huge influence. This is the movie star and singer Chen Kun. Justin Bieber may have a record-breaking 46 million followers on Twitter, but Chen Kun's got 61 million on Weibo. He's what's known as a big V, V for verified. Posts by big Vs can spark a wildfire of criticism and outrage, some of it aimed at public officials. Jeremy Goldcorn is with Danway.com, which tracks Chinese media. He says Beijing's anti-rumor campaign is really about controlling what's said on social media, especially if it might lead to protests. And he says that's put the big Vs in the line of fire.
The thinking is you have to sometimes, you know, show an iron hand. You have to crush a few cockroaches to make the other ones scurry away.
Goldcorn says one of the first to get crushed was Charles Shui. Shui is a Chinese-American investor and philanthropist with more than 12 million Weibo followers. He posted about official corruption and publicized cases of poor Chinese who couldn't afford medical treatment, but he fell afoul of authorities. In this prime-time televised confession, Shui tells investigators he fielded hundreds of requests by followers every day to publicize their problems. He says, I felt like an emperor reviewing administrative documents. Most of the time, I didn't check whether those Weibo posts were true or not. Officially, Shui was detained on suspicion of paying for sex. But under Chinese law, you can now go to jail for 3 years if you post false and defamatory rumors that are reposted more than 500 times. So people like Zhu Dake take precautions. Zhu is a professor and culture critic at Tongji University in Shanghai. He shows me his Weibo account, which has nearly 100,000 followers. Zhu says he's always careful to post information that originates with official media outlets. Then he adds his own comment. He's still worried, though. He says the law against spreading online rumors is like a noose that will continue to tighten. But Goldcorn of Danway thinks it won't have the desired effect.
Chinese internet users are too numerous and too obstreperous to be silenced by a campaign like this.
Goldcorn says the official media essentially remain propaganda organs, and the Chinese know it, so they're inclined to trust almost any rumor over the government's line.
They've kicked the can down the road in a way, in the sense that they've frightened some people into being a bit more quiet, I imagine. But they haven't convinced anybody in the public that the official sources of information are more trustworthy. And that's the problem they're going to have to deal with sooner or later.
Plus, the Chinese government itself relies on social media to track public opinion. Critics say the anti-rumor campaign is about curbing commentary that might threaten social stability, not about fact-checking the internet. Soon after Charles Shui's mea culpa, police arrested a 16-year-old who used social media to criticize the handling of an apparent suicide. He speculated the dead man was actually thrown from the roof of a karaoke club and that police were covering it up. The teenager was charged with spreading rumors and inciting demonstrations, but netizens were incensed and they took to Weibo to vent. A week later, the teenager was released. For The World, I'm Ruth Morris in Shanghai.